Hello and welcome back to Magic the Gathering. I am Faith Sheets and I have a guest, Shannon Sheets. You want to say hello?
Which is her dad.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for playing with me. All right, we have our decks and we have our die and we're about to roll to see who goes first.
But first we have to start by shuffling our own decks because you don't want to have all of your sorceries and your lands in the same spot. So the best way to do that is to shuffle your decks yourself. And then before you begin, you hand your decks normally to the left, but since there's just two of us, we go across. And each of you cut the deck. You can do it multiple times or just once.
Then we go back and we just place our decks. Now we roll our dice.
Because the highest number goes first. I have a 12.
And I have a 10.
So all wizards start with 20 life. So you take your 20-sided dice and put 20 up. Now we both draw 7 cards. Now you can take a mulligan if you want, which is if you do not have any creatures or you do not have any land to play the first time, then you can reshuffle your deck and draw 6 cards instead of 7. But I'm good to play.
Okay.
You're good? I'm good. Okay. So I will go first since I got 12. And the first thing you do is you play your land. I am playing white and green, so I have plains for my white and forests for my green. That only gives me 1 mana, and I do not have anything in my hand that I can play at this time, so I tell her that I'm done, and it's her turn.
All right. Since I'm the second player, I am able to draw 1. I am playing white, which is plains. So I place 1 down, 1 plain down, and I can only have 1 mana. I have nothing that I can play for 1 mana, so I will tell you it's your turn.
So now I draw a card. Now you can only place 1 land per turn. So this time I'm going to place a forest. So now I have 1 of each. But I still do not have any creatures or spells that I can cast for 2 mana, so I will say I'm done.
Now it is my turn. I am drawing. I am going to play another plane down. So I have now 2 planes. I'm going to tap both of them since I have a creature that takes 2 white manas. I have chosen my white knight. It has protection from black and has first strike. First strike is when this creature is attacking another creature, which is blocking it. This creature is taxed first with its power. If the creature dies from blocking this, my white knight will not get any damage. Since it is the first turn, I cannot attack with my white knight. So it is now your turn.
And that is called summoning sickness. Also, the white knight is a 2/2 creature, which means it has 2 power and 2 defense. The power is what it attacks with, and the defense is what it defends with. So if you are attacking and I block with a 1/1 creature, I only deal 1 damage, but your 2 damage would kill my creature off. But if I was blocking with a 2/3 creature, your 3 would not, or your 2 would not kill my 3 defense. So my creature would be allowed to deal 2 damage to yours and kill it. I will now draw a card. And lay down another land. I'm laying another plane. Now I have enough mana to cast a spell. And I'm going to start with a spell. It's an enchant creature. It's called Wunderlust. And it deals 1 damage to target creature's controller during its upkeep. So every time during her first turn, or at the beginning of her next turn, I will deal 1 damage to her for every time that it is her beginning of her turn. I don't have any other mana that I can, or land that I have untapped to use, so it is her turn.
At the beginning of my turn, since I have tapped land, I'm going to untap them. Then I'm going to do my upkeep, and now I have 19 life. Now that I have done my upkeep, I am drawing. I am going to play another plane for my turn. And I cannot play anything, so I am going to my attack phase. I am going to attack with my 2/2 knight.
And I'm down to 18, because I have nothing to defend with.
And now it is his turn.
I will untap my lands, draw a card, and lay my new plane down. Now I have 3 planes and 1 forest. I will tap 1 forest and 2 plains and play an elf. And when this elf comes into play, I may pay an additional 1 forest and 1 mana to search my library for another identical creature. But I don't have enough mana now. So I am going to say my turn is done because my creature has summoning sickness.
I'm going to untap my white knight, and I will take my upkeep, which is minus my life. Now I'm at 18. I'm going to draw, and then I'm going to play my plane. Now that I have 4, I am going to play castle while tapping all 4 of my planes. Castle is an enchantment, and it is that all my untapped creatures gain +0/+2, which is +2 to my toughness. Attacking creatures do not get this bonus. And I will take this. I am going to attack with my white knight.
And I will block with my elf, which is a 2/3 creature, and hers is a 2/2 creature. So I will block and kill her knight, which also returns my enchantment to the graveyard.
I will put my white knight, since it is dead, into my own graveyard. And now it is his turn.
And the reason she did that is because I was dealing damage every turn as long as her creature was out there. I untap my lands and draw a new card. I have a new forest, so I will play it. I tap 2 forests. One, 2 plains, and I will play a zebra unicorn. This is a 2/2 unicorn that for every damage the unicorn deals, I gain 1 life. I'll go to my attack phase and use my elves to attack for 2 damage.
I do not have any creature to block, so I have now 16 life.
And I'm done, so go ahead.
I'm going to untap all my land. Since I have nothing to upkeep, I am now going to draw. I'm going to place a plane down. I am going to tap 4 planes and play a wall of swords. As a wall, the wall cannot attack. It is just there to block for me. I am also going to tap my last plane and play... I'm going to play a scout. It is flanking. And when a creature does not have flanking and is decided to block, it gets -1 and -1. I now have a wall that is 3/5 and a scout, which is 1/1. And now it is end of my turn.
I'll untap my land and untap my creature. Draw a new card. Lay down a plane. Tap all 6 of my lands and play a pearl dragon. This dragon has flying and is a 4/4 with the ability to add extra defense for 2 mana, which one of them has to be white. I don't want to attack her swords because the wall, because the flying swords, a wall of swords would kill any creature that I send at it. So I'm going to end my turn.
At the beginning of my turn, I'm going to untap all my planes. And then since I have no upkeep, I'm going to draw. I'm now going to play another plane down. And that has me at a total of 6 planes. I'm going to tap all 6 planes and play an avatar. This avatar, when I tap, it taps 3 target white creatures you control to destroy any target creature. Which I cannot do at this moment since I do not have 3 other white creatures. I only have 2. And I'm going to end my turn here.
Untapping my lands, drawing a card. Playing 1 green to add an elf. That elf adds the ability to add 1 more mana if I tap that elf. I cannot do that at this moment because it has summoning sickness as well. And I will tap 1 more green. And this will be for a sprite. The sprite is flying 1/1. Again, I don't want to lose the creatures I have, so I will end my turn.
Beginning my turn, I am tapping and drawing 1 card. I cannot do any... I will place down another plane. So now I have 7 planes, and I have 1 out of the 7 snow-covered. Then I will end my turn.
Snow-covered lands don't do anything different than regular lands. They just look different. They have snow on them.
With a very...
Drawing a new card. I will tap 2 green, tap 2 white, and add another zebra unicorn to the mix. I don't have anything to attack to break her defenses, so I'm going to end my turn.
I have nothing to untap, so I'm just going to draw. I am going to place down another snow-covered plane and going to tap 4 planes. I'm going to place another enchantment down, Angelic Voices, which is an enchantment. As long as the only creatures I control are white or artifact creatures, all creatures I control get +1/+1. So now all my untapped creatures will have +1/+3 added.
Now the best way to keep track of that is by getting counters. There's different counters. Some of them you can use dice, or we just use little marbles that are flat, and that gives a notification that you've added +1/+1 onto that.
So now all my creatures have more power to it. And I will not do anything. I will end my turn.
I'm tapping my lands, drawing a card. Tapping all of my land and playing a Archangel. Archangel is a 5/5 flying. And whenever you have an angel creature, the creatures do not tap when they attack. I still don't have any way of breaking her defense without losing my creatures, so I'm going to end my turn.
I'm going to untap all my land, and I have nothing to upkeep, so I'm now going to draw a card. I'm going to place on a plane, and I'm going to put the last card in my hand into my out of game so I can draw another card. Now I'm going to tap two planes to play Kithkin, which is a creature. No creature with power greater than 2 may be assigned to block Kithkin, which now she was a 1/1, but she is now a 2/2. And I have nothing else in my hand to play, so now it is his turn.
Tap my lands. Draw a card. Tap two planes. And lay down a Pegasus. Pegasus is a 1/1 flying creature that bans, which means that it is allowed to band with another creature that is attacking to give both creatures the same amount of power. So if it's a 1/1 flying sprite and a 1/1 flying Pegasus, you can band together to make it a 2/2 creature. I don't have any way of breaking her defense, so I'm going to end my turn.
I'm going to untap my land, and I'm going to draw a card. I am going to tap 6 cards and play Ivory Guardians. The Guardians have protection from red. As long as any opponent controls any red cards, all Guardians get +1/+1. Since he does not play any red, I get no bonus. But since I have a +1/+1 enchantment, he is now a 4/4. I'm just going to sit here and let him play out his turn.
Untap my lands, draw another card. There's a forest. Gives me 7. So I'm going to tap all 3 of my forests, all 4 of my plains, and my elf for 8 total mana, and summon a rhino. My rhino is an 8/4 with trample, which means that if I attack with an 8/4 rhino and she blocks with a 1/1 creature, then after that creature dies, any leftover power is transferred to the sorcerer. So that means they would take 7 damage if they chose to block my trample. I cannot attack this turn with my rhinos, so I will end my turn.
I'm going to untap my land and draw a card. I am going to tap 2 land and play Blessed Wine, which is an instant. I gain 1 life and draw a card at the beginning of the next turn's upkeep, which means next turn I will be drawing 2 cards. Now I'm at 17 life. I will now let him play out his turn.
And actually, the next turn's upkeep is now because I am untapping, and then it is my upkeep, which is the next upkeep. The reason they do that is so that way you cannot draw that card your turn and then use it. I will tap two green and play another elf, which also has the ability to add mana if I tap it. But this one is a little different. It is, I can choose a color of that mana, or I can just go with green. I'm going to attack, and since she has a lot of defense, I want to attack with a lot of creatures. So I'm going to attack with everyone. So I'm using my Archangel, my Summon Elves, which is a 2/3, both of my Unicorns, my Dragon, my Sprite, my Pegasus, and my Rhino.
Now my strategy is to see how many creatures I can kill without killing mine. The problem is, I'm most likely going to lose something. So now since all my creatures are untapped, they all gain +2 defense. Now you always want to go with the more creature with the power. So that would be his Rhinos, which is an 8/4. The closest thing I can get to beating that Rhino would be my wall, which would be a 4/8. A 4/8, which would cancel out each other. So I am going to use my wall swords to get rid of his Rhino. We'll both be putting those.
And since her defense is 8 and my trample power is 8, then I do not have any trample left over to give her any health damage.
Now, since I have all these wonderful cards, I only got four creatures left to block.
Now, a lot of my creatures have flying on them, and she doesn't have anything else that has flying. So all of my flying creatures automatically go through.
A 4/4 and a 5/5. So I lose.
And a 1/1 and a 1/1. My so, Sprite and my
two,
Pegasus.
6.
Oh my, yeah, my Sprite.
11. So I lose 11. Now I'm down to 6 life.
So the only thing that's left are my two Unicorns and my Elf.
Which is a 2/3.
So 2/3, a 2/2, and a 2/2 left attacking.
I am going to use my Guardians to get rid of his Elf.
That's dead, so I'm taking it and putting it in the graveyard.
My Guardians are still alive. Then I have my Avatar and my Scout that I can use. Since my Scouts is a 2/2, but it has flanking, and the Zebras do not have flanking, they go down 1/1. So now the Zebra I am blocking is now a 1/1. And therefore, the Zebra is dead. And he only gains 1 life.
So now I'm up to 19.
I am using my Avatar to block the Zebra, which is a 3/7.
But still does 2 damage, so I gain 2 more life. So now I'm up to 21. So you take this up to 20, and then you get another dice, and you put that one, or a marker, marble, and you put it at 1.
You want another one?
No, fine. I don't have any more that's coming out that's going to be gaining any more life right now.
Okay.
So that's the end of my turn. I don't have any cards, and I have plenty of mana, I just don't have any more cards. So I will end my turn.
Now it's my turn. I am tapping my planes and drawing a card. I am going to discard a card out of the game and draw another one.
And you're doing that because?
I have a lot of land. I have 9 land right now. And I don't need the land, so I'm going to put it out of the game to get more cards. It's a strategy to get more cards. I am going to tap 4 pieces of land and place out carrier pigeons. With my enchantment, it gains +1/+1, which now makes it a 2/2. It has flying, and I will draw a card at the beginning of the upkeep of the turn after Carrier Pigeons comes into play. And with that, I will attack with Kithkin.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll block with my elves. My elves are dead.
And that will end my turn.
Untap my creatures and my two land. Drawing a new card. It's a new plane. And I will attack with all of my flying again. So that is my sprites, my Pegasus, my Archangel, which does not tap, and my dragon.
I'm drawing a card for my
upkeep. Yep.
Pigeon. And you are attacking me?
Yes.
They're all flying?
Yes.
Okay. So my pigeons, which is the only thing that can block, is a 2/4, which I will block your peg. Yes. I'm going to block your angel.
Not that it matters, I think, because you only have one creature to block, and I've got 6 damage from my 4 from my dragon.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yep. So I've killed her, and the game's over.
Mm-hmm. And now we're just picking up. And he had 21 life. Well, I'm down to 0. And thank you for joining us for Magic the Gathering. Thank you.